Spoiler alert, I watch a lot of Bravo, and when I'm not watching Bravo, I'm sitting in the cloth having a moment of spiritual growth, and when that's not happening, I'm living here in New York where there is a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it. The last thing that I want to be thinking about, let alone worrying about, is my hair. Now, I have wavy hair naturally. It also has color processing, which is surprising because I am a spiritual blonde. And as a result, I don't want to have to worry about frizz. That's why I love Way's anti-frizz cream. It works for my hair texture. It works for having wavy hair. It smells great. There are notes of bergamot, Italian lemon. You guys know I just went to Italy. It was for moments like this, violet and more. Having used a lot of products in my hair in the past, I don't like a heavy feeling, especially when you have wavy hair. That's incredibly important, which is why I love the anti-frizz cream. It makes my hair look like me just a little bit better. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. It helps reduce and repair split ends. And according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. And I would like to know what that consumer perception study has to say about some original cast members of The Real Housewives of New York. You'll be way obsessed with Way's bestsellers. They're leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, hair oil, gloss, and so much more. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Andy for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code Andy. C'est bon, c'est bon. You guys, oh, look at us. I bet you didn't think you'd be hearing from me today. We're going to do a fun little social experiment. Call it AG Mini. Call it Mini AG. Potomac Season 6. The premiere has happened. And what a gift it was to us all. So I decided we need to have a little present. And so this is the first and maybe last mini episode of Andy's Girls, but I just felt like there was so much to discuss. I could not wait until the next Andy's Girls classic to get into it. My God, first off, can we take a moment and acknowledge the fact that I feel like they got everything out of the way in the first seconds of the premiere of Potomac Season 6. Just in the idea and the sense and the explicit knowledge of how do you describe last season? In a word, toxic. Yep, that checks the list. That gives us exactly what we need. And I felt like, listen, the steps to forgiveness, to moving on, you got to acknowledge first and then keep it going. And saying that the vibe in the cast was toxic and hint, hint in the Bravo sphere, I haven't seen anything as bad recently or maybe ever as I have seen with teams Candy versus Monique. And also in the reactions specifically by Candy and Monique, really online IRL. And so I'm so glad that we were able to address it and move on. And I have to say, I have to keep it real for you guys. Listen, I have like 2 seconds left. It felt like such a breath of fresh air. The cast is perfect. I think it is good for all of us, including Monique, that she has moved on. And there is the idea of removing the heaviness that was just overwhelming in last season and getting a little bit of a refresh, but not ignoring the conflict and strife that, you know, was woven throughout the season and certainly exploded on the reunion. I mean, let's start at the very beginning and then go to the very end. I don't know that I've laughed so hard at someone saying Dropbox as I did to Giselle's response to Karen. And I am sorry, regardless of how you feel about either of them, and I personally can't imagine truly hating one or the other, but God bless. These are two titans. This is like the kind of conflict, relationship depth. These women have known each other for a decade pre-Potomac, I'll say, from fighting over cookie sales, the bake-off at Jack and Jill, through filming an incredibly popular franchise of The Real Housewives, watching them make fun of each other's boxes in a rapid fire back and forth. Now, this is what we deserve, okay? Like, we're talking, you know, they're going, you know, Robin is going to Jamba Juice. She's talking about how she's sleeping in, which is not as easy as, you know, what Juan was saying of just wake up. No, I think we're dealing with something a little bit more intense and difficult to maneuver when Robin is talking about really being overwhelmed, which has both nothing and everything to do with Robin being in her 40s and having two children and having to be now their caregiver, parent, teacher, therapist, and everything else. I mean, there's a lot that is happening that is COVID related, relationship related. We're seeing that with two is better than one, but that's not what Karen's daughter said. But the vow renewal we're going to use with different terms so that it doesn't feel like as much of a chance as Ramona and Mario's sweet 18 or whatever excuse they were using in order to film a vow renewal and then quickly thereafter break up. Anyway, all this to say, there are real dynamics that are happening and real relationship complications that are happening that are interesting, that I'm excited to unpack as the season goes on. It's fascinating to me that the public conversation, understandably so, is really around this rumor that likely Giselle created, but we'll see about Wendy and Eddie, and that's really the driving force, because the glory of Potomac is, regardless of what these women are doing to create conflict that feels specific to reality TV, there is so much real here. And sort of similar to Jersey, you know, aside from maybe like the Melissa and Joe of it all, there are some real, really interesting dynamics when it comes to relationships, both romantic with husbands and wives, partners in the sense, or really fiancés in the sense of Robin and Juan, and then also in friendships. And there are so many different levels and dynamics. I'm so excited to talk about it all on the next Andy's Girls. And I just have to say, ending in the way that we did with Karen and Giselle going after each other, a broken horse from Hampton. Are you kidding me? Also, I do have to shout out Mia, who seems like a fabulous addition to the cast. I do have a question, though. How do you not know the difference in age between yourself and your husband and how that factors into their current age? Haven't people asked her that before? I'm X years, he's Y years. That makes the difference being this, which will always stay the same regardless of how many years someone asks her. You know what I'm saying? Like, starting now and in 5 years, if there's a difference in their age of 32 years, whatever the number is, that is still going to be the same number. You would think someone who has been married to someone significantly older than her would know this information readily available, but maybe not. Maybe she just needs to check in with Candace's stepson, who is the math pro for all of us, and have a little bit of a session with him. All this to say, what a sublime premiere. I am hot and bothered. I am feeling so blessed. Not hot and bothered in the way that, you know, Karen was calling Giselle, but we'll get to that in the next Andy's Girls. It was such a spectacular premiere. I'm so excited for the next several episodes, not only of Potomac, but of AG, because to live in the world of season six, we deserve this. It is a recentering experience. It is an experience where we are having a new path, a new journey. Hopefully it feels a little bit lighter, but still with a lot to discuss. And on that note, guys, I hope you enjoyed it as well. Slide into my DMs on Instagram at Dame Gally with your satchels of gold, because I will answer them either on the next AG or on the next Patreon Satchel Spectacular. Do you like AG Mini? Mini AG? Let me know. Send me your thoughts. I'm curious for this fun little social experiment. If it was both this series premiere and finale, or if there's more to come, let me know. All right, guys. I will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your Monday. Happy Potomac. Bye-bye.